Blog Talk Radio.
There is a legend of two men out on the sports prairie. Two lonesome men that can wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. It is the legend of El Presidente and his faithful sidekick, $2 Bill Josh. It is the legend of the balance wrap-up, and that legend continues today.
All right, welcome to the Balance Wrap-Up. My name's Tom Marquez, El Presidente, and right alongside me is Mr. $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I believe we're about to try something for the very first time. Am I right, Tom?
We are, and while I'm trying to connect live with the Gary Snyder Show, why don't you go ahead and give us some rundown sports. And Josh, you've got a lot of background noise there. We're going to have to cut that back a little bit. I don't know if you're driving or what it is that you're doing, but you're going to have to cut that out. Can you roll up your windows or something? Because we've got a lot of
Is that better?
A little bit, but we still got it. But go ahead and go with the sports scores, and as we go ahead and connect with the Gary Snyder Show.
Iowa last night, Texas beat Detroit 3-0 to go up 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. Game 3 tonight at 8 on Fox. St. Louis 12, Milwaukee 3. That series tied 1-1. Game 3 tomorrow night at 8 on TBS.
Shane Golicko is accused of killing 76-year-old Art Anderson on August 20th.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead, Josh. I think we're good to go, so go ahead.
The Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears 24-13 last night. Detroit improves to 5-0. Chicago falls to 2-3. Today, the Denver Broncos have officially named Tim Tebow their starter for the rest of the year. Sources have said that Kyle Orton may even be available for trade. If so, I think the Indianapolis Colts might look into that possibility. NBA canceled the first 2 weeks of the season. That's a sad, sad shame, and it didn't need to come to that.
No, and I absolutely agree. Okay, Josh, we're getting ready to connect here in just a moment. I really think that you've got a lot of distortion going on your phone here, Josh. Unfortunately, we are going to be on live radio here, so we're going to have you fix that, or we're going to have to mute you or something. So while we're waiting to connect with Gary and our listening audience, I hope that we can certainly appreciate what we're trying to do here and try to get this done here in the most effective way possible. And hopefully Josh can get back with us here very, very soon. We are on hold to go live with the Gary Snyder Show. So we're going to go ahead and go on hold with them, and we're going to join forces with the Gary Snyder Show right here on the
back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guests, I need to tell you about Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, then give Ray a call. Don't do it now. He's probably at home eating dinner. You can do it tomorrow. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. And, of course, always go to GaryLSnyder.com to check out all of the show's sponsors, the latest in sports news and political news, and, of course, guests that are just on the horizon. All right, hopefully joining us right now is Tom Marquez. Tom, are you there?
I am here, and you're joining my audience across the nation, and we were able to do this pretty seamlessly. That's not even a word, but it is a word.
Seamlessly,
and I know we
but
have,
it should have been done a half hour ago, just saying.
It should have, and I know we've got my co-host with the balance, Mr. $2 Bill Josh, with us. Josh, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Is that better, Tom?
That's much better. We're working out some engineering issues with my co-host here, Gary. He's driving across the state of Indiana, but that's okay. We're going to make this work, and I also believe that we have Mr. Bronigan on the line with us. John, are you with us?
I am with us.
Holy
fantastic!
Crap.
I'm amazed.
I have to say, Tom, I'm amazed.
You know, we are
Tom,
here. Okay.
Tom, you just became Huntington, Indiana's number one talk radio host.
Well, I'll tell you
hey,
what.
Don't take that well, away from me. That's about all I got. Dennis Miller even says so.
Huntington's favorite radio personality, Gary Snyder, is here on 1400 WBAT Marion.
So until you have Dennis Miller say so, it's still me, buddy.
That is true. That's a valid point. I'm still waiting for Dennis Miller to acknowledge me as the number one Indiana talk radio guest, not in Indiana.
I think you're the only one, aren't you?
What's your point?
It's kind of like, the bar's set pretty low because I think I'm the only radio personality from Huntington right now.
Which is why Dennis Miller said you're number one.
That and that I'm friggin' awesome. All right, this is the segment we like to, that was formerly known as What's Buggin' Brodigan, but tonight it's just Brodigan, and then we'll just call it $2 Bill, Josh, and Brodigan. How about that?
That works.
Sounds good.
All right, Brodigan, what is bugging you or lack of today? Well, let's move right to it first. Your man, Chris Christie, coming out and saying, Mitt Romney's my man.
I have one problem with that. Look, and I'm sure I pretty much have rented on the show, I've quit the elections. You know, I want a Mitt Romney alternative as much as everyone else does, but Herman Cain and Rick Perry are just two heaping piles of meh. So the fact that Christie endorses Romney, I don't care. But for Christie to come out and say that to compare Romney Care to Obamacare is intellectually dishonest, I hope he got paid some decent money for that.
Oh, you know he did.
Josh, I know you got thoughts on Mr. Romney. What are your thoughts on this whole thing with Romney and Christie and so forth? Josh, did we lose you?
No, he's so flabbergasted, he's speechless.
Go ahead, Josh. You're on now, I think. I hope. Are you there?
Sorry, we had a bit of technical difficulty. The last thing I heard was Gary saying that Chris Christie endorsed Mitt Romney today.
That, in fact, is true.
Yeah, that, in fact, is true. What are your thoughts on that, Josh? I know you've got some thoughts on Mitt Romney. So we are all waiting with bated breath on the $2 bill input.
Well, based on the fact that Chris Christie has endorsed Mitt Romney, based on the fact that Rick Perry has been less than spectacular in debates, and based on the fact that Rick Perry is also a former Democrat who only became a Republican when it became convenient to get elected, I would say that now that Chris Christie has endorsed Mitt Romney, if Rick Perry does not win the debate tonight, I doubt you'll see him at the next debate because I doubt he'll be running after Friday or Saturday.
Well, I'm just looking for Rick Perry to be able to chew gum and walk at the same time. And after the debate tonight, Rick Perry comes right here to Indianapolis for an event tomorrow.
I wouldn't be shocked.
He does.
If he has a bad debate tonight, I wouldn't be shocked if at that event tomorrow he announced he's withdrawing his candidacy. He's basically fumbled the football, for lack of a better term, ever since he became a candidate, whether it's his remarks on Social Security, whether it's his lackluster debate performances, whether it's other things he said that have got him in trouble. And now that he was hoping for the Chris Christie endorsement, which is absolutely huge, and it went to Mitt Romney, and you can't seem to shake Michelle Bachmann off, and Herman Cain's picking up speed in the polls, I don't see where there's a spot left for Rick Perry unless he is a runaway winner in tonight's debate.
Which I don't expect, simply because Mitt Romney is wearing that Teflon $5,000 suit. Everything just bounces right off of him. He's one cool cat and stands up there and makes everybody else look like a congressman.
Well, I like I said earlier, I think that this is going to be an all-out assault against Perry and Cain, and I think you're right. I think Romney deflects a lot of attention from himself, and he comes out smelling like a rose. But what is that? How does Mr. Brodigan feel about that?
It's, I mean, you guys are all unfortunately right. I mean, let's be honest though, the debates are a joke in the first place. I mean, for starters, you got Republicans going to be asked questions of people who don't care about the Republican primaries and don't vote for Republicans in the general, so you don't even get good questions. I mean, this debate tonight is supposed to be all on the economy. I guarantee you that what the Washington Post and Bloomberg are going to find ways to work Mormonism as a cult and Gardasil and, I don't know, whatever crazy stuff Michelle Bachmann had said, into a question about the economy. So the questions are a joke. All that matters is that you get like a 60-second clip you can post on YouTube, and you can't win, you can only lose.
And as Pete Seat, former White House spokesman and current communications director for the Indiana Republican Party, pointed out tonight, it is on Bloomberg TV. So your audience is going to be significantly reduced because, you know, let's be honest, not a lot of people have Bloomberg TV. So it's going to be a battle of the sound bites after the debate tonight and all day tomorrow, whatever the MSMs want to play.
Yeah.
So, you know, it may not really matter who wins the debate. It's who wins the soundbite debate.
And just to backtrack a little bit, when I said you can't win, you can't win the primary, but there are some cases like Newt Gingrich, because of his debate performances. There's apparently the poll coming out tomorrow where he's bumped ahead of Rick Perry in the national race.
You know, I've said from the start, when you look at the however many people are up there, Newt Gingrich is consistently the most articulate, the most well-prepared, and I will even go out and say the smartest guy up there. It's just, wow, he carries more baggage on his back than an infantry soldier.
I mean, Newt Gingrich would be my first pick, if not for the baggage. And if not for the first week of his candidacy, he decided to go after Sharia law and threw Paul Ryan under the bus, like in his opening weekend.
Anybody?
Oh, I guess that's
the
my
floor
turn.
Is open, as they say.
I'm raising my hand. You know, here's the thing. I think those guys are all just nobody candidates. Not that they're nobody candidates in the fact that they haven't earned a right to run. I just think that, you know, our core people have been established, and I really think right now, unless something changes, and I know there's going to be a lot of preachers that come out against Mormonism and say, oh, he's a part of a cult and, you know, support, you know, this person and support that person. But I think at the end of the day, and like we've already talked about on this show, Gary, is endorsements don't really mean a lot. He doesn't really make a decision up for a voter. And I think that Romney and Christie, like I said, carry a lot of weight up there in the Northeast, and not quite literally, but no pun intended there. Christie carries a lot of weight in New Jersey, and I know, John, you live there in New York, and you know that as well. I just think that this is going to be, like we talked about earlier, Gary, this is going to be a vote against Obama, and not necessarily a vote for Romney. And I just think that unless something changes, and obviously Obama is a fantastic used car salesman, he can make you think that you're getting a deal. But I think that once you buy a lemon, you don't go back to that car lot. And I think that the United States of America bought a lemon a few years ago, and I don't think we're going back to that car lot.
All right, guys, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, more from the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT.
Kevin Wilson will lead the Hoosiers to battle in the Big Ten. Listen to all the action right here.
It's IU Football and the Inside Indiana Football Show with Kevin Wilson, Monday nights at 7:05 on WBAT.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grand County and the Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m., and Good Morning Grand County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
This is Lou
Holtz,
and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
We are back on the Gary Snyder Show right here on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to $2 Bill Joss, Brodigan, and Tom Marquis, I need to tell you that United Country Natalie L. Real Estate and Natalie Letterly should be involved in any real estate conversation you are having. Natalie Letterly has the experience, the professionalism, and the credentials. But what she has most of that is lacking in a lot of other professionals and real estate agents is the passion to help you find your dream home or sell the house you're trying to sell. Give her a call, 260-358-9288. Again, that's 260-358-9288. Call Natalie Letterly at United Country Natalie L. Real Estate. And whether you call her first or you call her last, she needs to be a part of any conversation you are having about buying or selling a home. You can also visit her on the web at lrealestate.com. I'm not talking about the letter. I'm talking about John, Josh, and Tom's favorite magazine, ELLE, realestate.com, Natalie Letterly, and United Country, Natalie L. Real Estate. All right, guys. Are any of you actually watching the debate tonight?
No.
Josh, are you watching it? You usually watch the debates. Are you going to watch the debates?
Yes, and I actually am a huge Mitt Romney supporter. I think he's by far the best candidate running. I can't wait to see the Romney-Kane ticket take on what by then will be the Obama-Clinton ticket.
You know, and I would almost agree with you. I think I'm a Romney person now, and unless something changes, you know, I think Romney is your guy. I think it may last a little while simply because he's not going to be competitive probably in Iowa and South Carolina. But when all is said and done, the Republican, mainstream Republican candidate will win out again in this, and the Tea Party will be left sitting on the sideline with their thumb up the rear.
Absolutely. And Mitt Romney is going to be your next candidate. And like you said, he's going to look very presidential out there tonight for just cause. I think You know, the old adage goes, you have to lose elections before you can win elections. And Mitt Romney, I think, learned a lot in his last presidential run. He's learned a lot, you know, over the last few years. And I think that the timing is right for his specialty, and that's economics and that's finance and the ability. I think if anybody that we have right now can pull themselves out of it, and if we could have a Romney-Kane ticket, I really think that they are your next president and vice president of the United States.
John?
Okay. That's really bugging John. He's like, man.
No, look, I agree. Like, you know, it's just, you know, it'd be nice if Romney, you know, I'd be happier if Romney during this campaign didn't prove that he's exactly who Romney's critics say he is.
And who is that?
And
He's the guy that he'll talk about how we're going to be reforming entitlements 1 week and then say that Rick Perry wants to kill your grandma the next week. Just because he'll get him like an extra two percentage points.
Well, you know, it's odd because we're sitting here talking about the presidential debate tonight, and we're not talking about many of the other candidates. Rick Perry has come up very little. Except for the fact that, you know, we say he has to be able to show he can walk and chew gum at the same time. No mention of Ron Paul, John Huntsman, Rick Santorum, very little about Newt Gingrich, and very little about Michelle Bachmann. So what's that say? If they're not in our conversation, how many conversations are they in across the country?
Absolutely none.
I
was going to say, the only conversation Rick Santorum's in is when someone tells you to Google his name.
So what happens if we Google? I'm not even going to touch that. I think John has earned his right to say anything he wants. I love it, though. But what I like most about this is I think that LinkedIn is really going to be involved in the debate tonight. And I really, one thing that I like about these debates and the way that social media has changed our culture is that, you know, when, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I'm going to tweet a question to you know, a presidential candidate. They'd be like, what? LinkedIn? What is that? So it's amazing to me what social media can either do to help a candidate or hurt a candidate. And I think that Mitt Romney has social media on his side, and that's why I think he's going to excel very, very well tonight.
All right, we got to stop this awkward silence, people.
We're like we're all on a first date. Who kisses who first?
Let's hear from Josh. He's been kind of quiet.
Josh, go ahead.
I'd have to say I agree about the social media thing. One thing I want to see during the debate, and I guarantee they're going to phrase it, because I almost guarantee the guy hosting the Republican debate is a Democrat. Now, there's some irony for you. But what I want to see is, do any of the people other than Herman Cain stand up against this ridiculous, ignorant Occupy America movement?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's worth it.
And I actually got in a little trouble yesterday because I put a column up written by Abdul Hakim Shabazz, or the editor-in-chief of IndyPolitics.org and previously of Abdul in the Morning, and he pointed out when you get down to it and you take away the social issues, that there's not a lot of difference between the two groups.
Well, no. There is a lot of difference between the two groups. I mean, fine, everyone doesn't like TARP, even though no one wants to admit that it was a loan that made the government money. But the Tea Party's central issue is that, you know, we should lower taxes and cut spending. The Occupy Wall Street people's central issue is that the government should take over everything because you make more money than me. But the reason why I don't think it's worth getting into it is only because, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrats came off very, like, tone-deaf by accusing the Tea Partiers of being un-American. And while at least on the surface, it says like the occupiers are protesting against Wall Street making too much money. It's one thing to say that. Well, I applaud them exercising their right to First Amendment, but they're wrong, and here's why. As opposed to flat out attacking them, because then we just sound like Democrats.
All right. Anybody else on the debate tonight?
Well, I think it's just I love watching Bloomberg TV anyway, even when the debates aren't going on tonight. So I think it's going to be a good debate. I think it's just going to be a debate that's only going to be watched by the base. So I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. But I think we're getting closer and closer to the leader of the pack and the next nomination of the Republican Party.
Now, as we head into the primary and caucus season, any thoughts on Florida trying to move their primary up and circumvent the Republican establishment and the Republican establishment threatening to basically not count their delegates?
Josh, Hello? You want that one? Hello? Hello? Josh?
Yes, can you hear me?
John? I can hear you. John, are you still there with us?
Hello?
Okay, I think we still got John. Okay, Josh, go ahead. What were we going to say?
I do think that's kind of ridiculous, but I do think Tom's right. We'll have the Republican nomination by the 1st of February, and it's going to be an all-out assault on Obama for the next 9 months.
I think we lost John, unfortunately. We lost him. He dropped his call. It wasn't on my end. It was on his end.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
Oh no! Here's the thing. I don't think that Florida or any state should move up their primaries at all. I mean, we have a history. We have something that's established. I think the only reason that they're doing this is an anti-Obama. I'm sorry, not an anti-Obama, but a pro-Obama movement that's going on. And they think, okay, if we can rush somebody to a decision, They'll vote in a way that they voted a few years ago. So if we can rush somebody to a primary decision, and I know that we're talking about Republicans and Democrats, but I don't like it. I think it just I'm not one for change. That's why I didn't vote for Obama.
All right, guys, we are running out of time here. Real quick, Josh, any last thoughts here? And boy, hopefully your audience has joined the show likes politics.
Well, I think it's been absolutely fascinating to join the Gary Snyder Show, and I can't wait to join you guys tomorrow. Tune into the debate tonight, and I think if Rick Perry doesn't win the debate tonight, he's going to come to Indianapolis and announce that he's no longer a candidate. He probably would have been the nomination if he had any idea how to be a candidate.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, as far as our
have about 20 seconds here.
All right. As far as our listeners goes, they're sports fans, so which means they love to talk politics. The great thing about sports fans, they'll debate anything, and we'll debate two birds sitting on a driveway getting ready to take off, and debate which one of those will take off first. So the great thing about sports fans, we like it all. And what's great about your show, Gary, and being a part of the balance, you bring it all. It's not just politics. It's not just sports.
I appreciate that, Tom. We got to run here. Join us back tomorrow here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is...
What you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the second half of the Balance Wrap-Up. And sorry we couldn't get the full hour. And beginning tomorrow, we'll be running 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio, simulcasting with the Gary Snyder Show. So glad that we could simulcast with them for the first half hour of our show. But tomorrow we'll have them on for the full hour. And beginning tomorrow, the Balance Wrap-Up will begin at 5 o'clock p.m. and go to 6 o'clock p.m. Okay, Josh. All right, time to shift gears back to sports and a little bit away from politics. But before we do that, what do you think about the new mix as far as how we're mixing up sports talk and stuff? Now, keep in mind, guys, this is just during the week, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Josh?
Well, without giving too much away, I think it was awesome to be on the Gary Snyder Show. Right now we're in the courting phase of the two shows, I guess you could say, working our way towards potentially maybe one day marrying the shows, becoming one. That's yet to be determined, but I thought it was pretty fun. What do you think, Tom?
Oh, it's great. And, you know, Gary Snyder is a great guy, and I really enjoy having him on board, and he might join us yet here in this last half hour if he can. If not, that's okay. We can move on. All right, Josh, great game last night, Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions. Let's talk about that game a little bit. The Detroit Lions are the real deal this year, and they really seem to have had the Chicago Bears number out from out the gate yesterday.
The Detroit Lions are absolutely the real deal in the NFL this year. Tom, did you see how many defensive pass rushers they got? I think they got more guys like Freeney and Mathis than the Colts do. It seemed like every guy they brought off the bench was just as fast as the first guy he replaced.
Oh, I tell you what. One good thing about the Detroit Lions is they have been building a team through the draft for the last couple of years, and it's going to be really exciting to see the Lions and the Packers play on Thanksgiving Day. And I tell you what, for a chance, we might actually see the Detroit Lions win on Thanksgiving Day.
They absolutely might win on Thanksgiving Day. It'd be kind of cool to see the Detroit Lions get that little. Have you ever seen this trophy that NBC and Fox and NFL Network give out on Thanksgiving Day? It's the ugliest little turkey I've ever seen. But I'm sure the Detroit Lions would be thrilled to win that ugly little turkey.
I think that you're right. The Detroit Lions would love to win the turkey trophy that's given out every year. And speaking of turkeys, guys, it's certainly not that soon to start thinking about the holidays. And one of the things that the Balance is going to be doing here, along with the Gary Snyder Show, is we're going to be raising money and going to be doing collections throughout the state of Indiana for various different types of food banks and stuff. So keep that in mind as we move forward into the holiday season to try to give needy families the ability to have a Thanksgiving dinner. All right, Josh, so, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Chicago Bears. I mean, obviously, Jake Cutler was in the game, the whole game, and like we talked about a while ago, the defense just came at him and just assaulted him all night long. I think they were out there trying to kill him. But what are your thoughts on the Chicago Bears and how they played last night?
I thought the Chicago Bears looked like a team that was overmatched, had less talent than the Detroit Lions. Not give Jay Cutler much props, as he suffered what if it would have happened on the street would have been considered attempted murder in all 50 states. But because it's the National Football League and that's how they roll in the NFL, attempted murder is legal in the NFL. apparently.
I don't know if I'd go as far to say that, but yeah, it was crazy to see what the Detroit Lions were doing against the Chicago Bears. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions don't meet again in the playoff season. And it's going to be a good time whenever these two teams get together. Any last thoughts, Josh, on the Bears and the Lions last night?
I thought it was a great job by the Detroit Lions. I was kind of doubting them going into last night. I know I've been the guy talking about them being impressive. They were 4-0. I'll admit I had doubts. I didn't really think they were going to win that game. Like I said, I give much props to Jay Cutler. I don't know about you, Tom, but if that would have been me, I would have started getting the ball from the center and just throwing it and diving.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. All right, switching gears, guys. Major League Baseball, the playoffs, the National League Series, and the American League Series Championship Series are underway. Let's start with the American League, Josh, and work our way over to the National League. The Tigers and the Rangers. Obviously, I called it from the very beginning that the Rangers would be a tough team to beat and to keep out of the World Series. What are your thoughts about this Tiger and Ranger game last night? Pretty good game, but certainly not enough to get the win column against the Texas Rangers.
I thought it was a pretty good game. I believe it ended itself from like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, it was a 3-3 game all the way to the bottom of the 11th inning when Nelson Cruz came up for the Texas Rangers with the bases loaded and hit the first ever walk-off grand slam in the history of professional baseball. And see now baseball goes back to 1896. Talk about something you could put on your record if you want to apply for the Hall of Fame. That would certainly be at the top of the list.
Absolutely, and you got it backwards there. It was the Cardinal game that lasted until like 12 o'clock in the morning, but it was the Tigers and the Rangers. I think they finished a little bit earlier, but I could be wrong about that. But, yeah, speaking of the Cardinals and the Brewers, the Cardinals wasted no time to let the Brewers know that, don't rule them out just yet, and I'm going to take my media hat off just for a moment when I say, how about those freaking Cardinals? How about those freaking Cardinals? I tell you what, they are awesome. Albert Pujols, hopefully not in his last season with the St. Louis Cardinals, just came in and played like his normal self. The St. Louis Cardinals flew home happy again, taking home field advantage with them after routing the Milwaukee Brewers 12-3 in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. The Cardinals finished the regular season with just as good of a record away from Busch Stadium as at home, and their uncanny streak of winning before boarding a team flight reached 15 games Sunday night. I tell you what, I really enjoyed watching the St. Louis Cardinals just stomp up on them Brewers. Josh, what are your thoughts about Albert Pujols and the St. Louis Cardinals over there in the land of the beer?
Well, Tom, I'd hate to say I told you so, but I'm still sitting here waiting on my props. I told you the Cardinals would go and get to the World Series before it was even guaranteed that they were going to be in the playoffs. In fact, I told you that when they were 7 games behind the Braves and the wild card standings. But no, I still think the St. Louis Cardinals are going to go to the World Series and win and give Albert Pujols a ride into the sunset. Although if he wins the World Series, it would be a shame if he didn't come back to defend it.
I think if he wins the World Series, that'll speak volumes again for the St. Louis Cardinals and trying to come up with an agreement between him and them. I think that he wants to stay a St. Louis Cardinal. I think that he wants to do everything in his power to make that happen. But let's face it, he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and he wants to get paid, he's going to get paid, whether it's from the St. Louis Cardinals or it's from, you know, some other team. Obviously, that's not any type of discussions that are going on right now whatsoever, but it is a thought in the back of everybody, especially St. Louis Cardinal fans. Is this the last season for Albert Pujols? And, you know, we certainly don't know that, and one would think that he would do everything in his power to work out whatever he needs to work out to stay with the St. Louis Cardinals and stay with the ball club. But, you know, it is what it is, as they say. And so hopefully that the St. Louis Cardinals can come up with a medium on working that out. Now, I do kind of want to disagree with you a little bit. I think the Cardinals will go deep into this series. I think it'll come down to a decisive game yet again. But I think really what it amounts to is that the Brewers just have too much depth when it comes to pitching. They've been too consistent at winning. They've beat the Cardinals too many times this season in the regular season. I think that the Milwaukee Brewers have earned a right this year in the World Series if they can keep it together. So I'm really thinking that it's going to be the Rangers and the Brewers in the World Series for 2011. But, you know, stranger things have happened, especially when one season is on the line. So moving over there, it's talking about the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers, and I talked about it right here on this show, Josh, before the season even got started, was that the Texas Rangers were going to come back this year and really, you know, make it happen after getting put out in having their season end in a very disappointing way last year. I think that they have positioned themselves, just like the Milwaukee Brewers, to be in that lead spot to go into the Fall Classic. And I think what we'll have is we'll have a Ranger and a Brewer World Series with the Texas Rangers winning it in seven games. Josh?
Well, that's the exciting thing about sports. We can sit there and debate sports just like we can politics, but I'm going to stick with Cardinals over Rangers and seven in the World Series.
And that's the great thing about the new and upcoming balance, and obviously we are in the process of getting a lot of things together, but one thing is for sure, we're producing a better show for our sports fans, and it's not going to be just about politics, and when Gary comes on, we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we've got going on this week with the Gary Snyder Show. One great thing about us is it's like the weather. If you don't like it, stick around. Something better is going to happen. Between the hours of 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern every week, we're going to be talking sports. Don't worry about that, guys. We're still going to be talking sports. We're also going to be talking politics, pop culture, where all of those worlds collide. And I think you'll really enjoy listening to here on Blog Talk Radio and all of our affiliates across the United States as things get bigger and better for both the Balance and the Gary Snyder Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Josh. One of the news that came out today, a little bit of a disappointing news, and you mentioned it a little bit at the very beginning of the wrap-up this evening, was, and you are our NBA analysis anyway, that's your official job, as what it was before you became the co-host. So you certainly are on the forefront of the NBA and what goes on in the NBA. And according to all the sources that are out there, the owners and the teams are miles apart in coming to an agreement in the NBA CBA. What is keeping them apart so far, and what has to bring them together?
Well, the NBA owners want 57% of the revenue that comes in for ticket sales, charity sales, beer sales, especially 50% of the beer sales revenue. And the players say they're not willing to accept less than 52%, so both sides can't have more than half the pie. And as long as they can't reach a deal on that, you can't reach a deal on free agency or trades or salary cap or anything else. So as long as they're sitting here fighting over 57 or 52%, instead of just doing the mature adult thing, kind of like me and Tom did, it slid it right down the middle, 50-50. I'd rather sit here and argue like a bunch of school children over who gets the bigger share of the cash pie.
So do you think with the NBA lockout going on right now, and David Stern cancels the first 2 weeks of the regular season, do you think that this is something that's just really kind of a sign of the times of what's to happen here with the NBA? Do you think that for the second time in the past 13 years, the NBA will have a shortened regular season, or do you think that they'll have no season at all?
I think there'll be no regular season if there is. We're going to harken back to another sport in another time, but I think you might hear the term replacement players used eventually. There's plenty of players overseas, plenty of players in the NBDL, the CBA, the ABA, that would love a chance to play for the NBA. So I think if the players can't agree to what the owners want, then the owners might throw around the term replacement players to see if that works.
Right, and I tell you what, I just think it goes back to, and we talked about this on the NFL, when the NFL had their lockout, it's just really one classic owner's lie after another. And, you know, and their lie now is despite, and I use my air quotes, extensive efforts, we have not been able to reach a new agreement with the players' union that allows all 30 teams to be able to compete for a championship while fairly compensating our players. That was a quote, air quote, from Adam Silver, the league's deputy commissioner, and he had said in a statement, now to me, Josh, I don't buy it. I think that's a bunch of hogwash. I think that's a bunch of crap. Every year the league hopes that New York, Boston, or L.A. are in the championships. And everything about the league and its TV contract is who they cater to. I don't think they really are too interested in catering to the fans. I think the NBA will have less issues, you know, a hard cap, soft cap, whatever the heck. And no, you know, I just think that what they're doing, it's given us that politically correct answer. And when you ask when will the NBA lockout end, who's the blame? I don't know, and I don't care. The thing is, for the fans, we need to get back to playing basketball, or this is just going to be a bunch of mumble jumble for the entire winter.
I would agree with that sentiment. And you know, the great thing about our boss is here at the new and improving balance, they don't require us to be politically correct or PC or whatever term they're using for how we're supposed to talk. They allow us to have opinions and talk like two sports fans on this show.
And that's true. I mean, and one of the things that what makes good talk radio and good podcasts is the ability to express one's opinion and to engage the listener, and that's certainly what we're here to do. And I think that's what the fans need to do as well. And we need to get back to reality, as the song would say. All right, Josh, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm not sure we're going to have Gary Snyder on the show with us, but one of the things that we are going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Balanced Gridiron this week, and we're also going to talk a little bit of hockey and NHL. Again, guys, if you're just now tuning in and you're kind of wondering what the heck, here's what's going on. We're going to start doing a simulcast with the Gary Snyder Show all across the nation right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to be talking, you know, really politics, sports, and pop culture. All those worlds are going to collide right here on the Balance and the Gary Snyder Show, and that's Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio, and of course our affiliated stations as well. And one of those affiliated stations is 1400 WBAT in Marion, which is the flagship station of the Gary Snyder Show. So always excited to have Gary on the show. He'll be on the show with us right here in just a few moments. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little hockey, which is also Gary's forte. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Gary Snyder Show and the marriage between the two of us And I promise you it's going to be an exciting time for the listeners right here on Blog Talk Radio and all across the nation. This is The Balance.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
Alrighty, and one thing that isn't pooping for real is The Balance and the Gary L. Snyder Show merging together. I don't think we really pooped for real that much tonight. And joining us on the line right now is the host of the Gary Snyder Show, who you heard on the very first part of this show, and we were, had the distinct privilege of simulcasting with him all across the nation. And Gary, welcome to The Balance.
Hey, what's up, Tom? And I have to preface this call. My wife was having automobile problems, so she is going to be calling me back. So if I have to abruptly end, you know why.
So abort, 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 would totally understand. Well, one of the things we want to pick your brain about, because it's kind of your forte, just like we were just talking about NBA, $2 Bill Josh, that's his forte, is the NHL. And the thing about the NHL is they could probably teach a few things to the NBA on getting a season back together, because they had their own issues as far as not having a season not too many years ago, and they also have another collective bargaining agreement coming up in the not so near future. So what are your thoughts while we're talking about the NBA canceling, you know, the first 2 weeks of the regular season? We think that that's probably just a sign of something that's going to happen, probably end up canceling the whole season based on our thoughts. But how does you saw hockey go through this, and that's how I want to tie the two subjects together. What is it that hockey did that maybe they could show and recommend and sit down with NBA, because they have similar lengths in season?
Well, I don't know that they can do a whole lot. It's a totally different ballgame when it comes to profit sharing and all that good thing the players want. And when you look at what's going to happen next year after this season, the NHL, and with Donald Fair leading the Hockey Players Association, you may be looking at the same thing in hockey next year, because, you know, they're not paying Donald Fair, you know, $2 million a year to not get something. And when you look at the NBA, you know, I'm not a big fan of the NBA. And at some point, you have a bunch of players that think they're probably worth more than they are, and you have a bunch of owners that think they're more important than they are. And until both of them come together and realize that their crap both stinks, then you're not going to have anything. And if the NBA season is gone, so be it. And here comes the NHL and college basketball.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I think once college basketball does come back around, especially in the month of March, as we all know, what kind of priority that takes in the media as well. Now, talking a little bit more about hockey, and I know that your son plays hockey, you're in a hockey family, your wife is all about hockey, and you're very, very involved with the Fort Wayne Comets. Tell us a little bit about what you think about the up-and-coming NHL season and the farm leagues that feed into them.
Well, the season just got started. You see the defending Stanley Cup champions losing their first two games. You have teams like Pittsburgh and Washington that have won their first two games. It's a season of haves and have-nots. There's very little that are in the middle. And you're probably going to see, at least in the Eastern Conference, the Capitals, the Bruins, and the Penguins. And out west, you're going to see probably, again, Detroit, the Blackhawks, and Vancouver. Probably, it's going to come down to, my guess, is those six teams fighting for the two spots to get in the Stanley Cup playoffs when it's all over. They're taking a really good look at the concussion and hits to the head this year. Already been several suspensions, and they really got to address that, because when you have a player like Sidney Crosby not playing because of a hit that he took last year, still not playing, it's got to be addressed, and I think they're addressing it, and I look for a fun season. It's already started off that way.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned the Canucks and the Flyers playing tonight. I'm a St. Louis Blues fan myself, and I really enjoy watching them play. But when you get two marquee teams like the Flyers and the Canucks play together, I mean, it's they're always exciting games to watch. And I think a lot of people, especially here in the Midwest, don't get an opportunity to watch a lot of hockey for a lot of reasons. It's not broadcast. It's not talked about. And maybe it's not emphasized as much as it is. You live in the Fort Wayne, Indiana area, and north, of course, up in the Michigan area, it's extremely big. But the Flyers play their home opener, again, after winning in Boston and in New Jersey to start the season off for the Canucks, and it marks the second stop in their current four-game road trip that started with Monday's win in Columbus. I think that this is always a good marquee game to watch, and especially even if you're not really a big hockey fan, when you can watch a team like the Vancouver Canucks and the Philadelphia Flyers go at it on the ice, it always proves out to be a good game. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I think when you look at the professional sports that are out there, second for second, action for action, hockey is it. I mean, it is nonstop action. It's nonstop hitting. They allow them to fight. The rules have been set to where, maybe there are more goals scored now than there were before the lockout several years ago. And if you've not seen hockey lately, you need to take a look at it, because it's definitely a sport on the rise. And it's just a fun sport to watch, especially if you like action. And it's nonstop. You have no walking the ball up. You have no huddles. It is just nonstop, end-to-end, blue line to blue line, hitting and shooting and scoring.
All right. Well, Gary Snyder of the Gary Snyder Show, and we at The Balance look forward to tomorrow to joining you on time from 5 to 6, simulcasting your show. And we're really excited about being a part of that. Thanks so much, Gary, for joining us. We got 1 minute. We got to run out of here. I hope you and your wife can get your vehicle fixed.
Hopefully it's nothing serious.
Okay, buddy. We will talk to you tomorrow. All right, Josh, you got the 1 minute timeout. Go.
Well, this Friday night, the Balance Pep Rally has an awesome opportunity as we continue to make all the branches of the Balance better. Tom, we're doing our first national game of the week, Carmel at Ben Davis. We're going to broadcast the Pep Rally from the press box at Giant Stadium on Friday night.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting time. Myself and $2 Bill Josh will be out there for the final game of Ben Davis and Carmel High School, our national high school game of the week, and we're really proud to feature it. All right, guys, that's going to do it. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, 5 o'clock Eastern, when ourselves and Gary Snyder Show will be together on the same show every day from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio.